Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I like road trips. Mm-hmm. We just got back. We were on the road for a combined 5, 6, 7, 8.5 hours a few days ago. I make some observations on the way people drive and who are driving like total a-holes. I'm going to tell you right now, from my observations over that many hours, dudes in the Ram trucks are by far the biggest a-hole drivers.
You think?
Yeah.
They ride your rear end. Yeah. They go flying by you. They're blowing smoke out of their pipes. The Dodge, well, I guess it's a separate brand. It's just Ram. Ram owners are... monsters.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Just personal observation.
It's the...
I was going, 15 over at one point on the highway, and there was a black Dodge truck behind me. Sorry, Ram truck behind me. Just on my bumper. I'm like, go around, dude.
I don't know why people do that. Like, if I can see your mouth moving, you're too close.
But it
was
constant. Anytime a truck would fly by, it was Ram. Every time. I was like, look at this guy. Where's he got to go? Get his testosterone shots? He's out of here.
Got to go get my PEDs. Come on.
He's got to do something. Go play flag football. I'm late for flag football. My testosterone shots. Got them away. All right. So we left the radio station yesterday and went downtown because we had another little segment on the Colorado and Company show at Channel 9. I had a good time.
I did too.
I like going
there. So much fun. Oh my gosh.
I love that we were able to talk about Fort Cancer, which is the event that we're all going to be at coming up on July 17th at Mile High Station. So, like, I was just really excited that we were able to spread the word about that. But we got to do something really fun too.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Behind the scenes, we got there a little early and we got to sit in the control room, which I absolutely just love watching. All that behind the scenes.
I love all your color commentary. That's what I was there for.
So I was making the controllers there in the room giggle a little bit because of what was on the screen, and I was being kind of a smartass. But I was spot on in a lot of my observations, and they were giggling pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great just to sit back in the control room and see how it all works and what goes on there. And it's definitely different than what I do here. I'm in front of a board with a few hundred buttons, but man, those rooms.
Yeah, there's
intense.
50 TV screens looking at you at least.
And then their timing, like they have to be right on time. We're a little looser here on the radio. The other observation is it is still so funny to see any anchor in there reading off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
And there is zero banter. There is zero going off script. And if there is any of that, they freeze.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. And I found that really funny. I don't know about you guys, but like you try to do a little bit of banter or, off script, and it's like, they just stare at you.
It brings the kind of anchorman to reality where it's like they really just read whatever's on the prompter.
Well, and that's funny. I've done TV, and you will freak out your producer if you go off the prompter, because that's me, right?
I'm sure,
like, let me say this sentence, and I'm going to talk a little bit about something else. Then I'm going to go back to this sentence, and they're like, the teleprompter's going up and
up
down,
and
like, where's she going? Where's she going? What is she saying?
Yes.
So it's they are also trained that way. It's very, routine. It's very segmented.
And there was a misspelling, I think, on there, something with the website, and she even read the misspelling, know, and it was like, no.
And then she had
to
do that over, and so,
And for those of you who don't know, in the control room behind the scenes, they're, feeding them questions, too.
Yeah.
Like, if there's go ahead and ask him about what his favorite movie is.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, what's your favorite movie? Yeah. They're like robots, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
They really are.
It is robotic a little
bit. TV is so different.
So different.
From radio.
So buttoned
up.
And
so, yeah, when we go in there, we're so used to just...
I mean, cracking jokes.
We banter. That is what we
do. Every single time, I'm sure they're like, why are we bringing them back?
I know. And I'm trying really hard to stay like... there are so many other things I wanted to say for my part.
You were taking some deep breaths. Yeah. I was like, oh, Katie's
nervous.
Well,
for the cupcakes part, though, that's what
Katie
I was
goes,
nervous for.
There's a few times.
For cupcakes.
I was standing next to her here.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
I'm like, Katie, just relax.
It's recorded. We could actually do this again
like,
if
we need
to.
We're not actually filming yet.
I was nervous. I had to breathe.
I've done TV.
I did. That's the thing. I was nervous about the cupcakes because we'll let you
okay,
explain
so,
that.
Well,
a
yes.
Bit.
Well, no,
yeah.
You can too. It doesn't matter. I don't want to hog
We're
all this.
We're just bantering.
But yeah, speaking
here.
Of buttoned up and going off script and being proper, okay, so tell us about the cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, so part of what we were there for is, again, Fort Cancer, which is a big event coming up. And Chef Mary from Olive and Finch, she is one of the restaurants who's going to be featured
Delightful
at
lady.
Fort Cancer.
Chef
we
Mary.
We love her. So she had a cupcake decorating competition set up for us.
Into it. She was into
so
it.
So into it.
This is her job. She knows food.
Yeah, and she her food is like... Here's food, and here's
Next
Chef
level
Mary's food.
Is insane.
So good. Her cupcakes are, like, ridiculous. So
we had, like, what, 40 cupcakes spread out
at
the
least.
Table.
And she was very proud of those cupcakes.
Oh,
as
and
she
talk about
be.
The frosting, too.
The frosting was so good. That's not your regular just
it's
Crisco
not a run-of-the-mill,
and, yeah,
no.
Powdered sugar frosting. That's some homemade stuff there. So, anyway, she
well,
was
Well, and we had each had four bags of frosting in front of us, because we were going to do a cupcake decorating.
Yeah, and so we had 15 seconds.
She had to check the tips and show us the proper way to squeeze it, and this doesn't have the right tip, and this one does this design. And yes, we're gonna have 15 seconds to do this.
And I appreciate her getting us ready, but I think that was
can
almost,
I show you how to squeeze this? I'm like
almost too much preparation, because that's what made me nervous. Like I was like, we only have 15 seconds, and I have to squeeze
and who
the bag
doesn't
right.
Know how to squeeze
and I have
a bag.
To beat all of you. Like I was just like a little in my head about it. And here's where I think I went wrong, because again, with the cupcake decorating competition, we had our different stations set up, and then she had four examples of cupcakes, and she's like, when you decorate, you can. And either do my examples that I have for you, or you can do your own.
Which is what she was encouraging, I felt like. Go ahead and copy what we have up here.
Yeah. And so I had in my mind, I think we even talked about the little spiky things that I was going to do.
Yeah.
Like I already had my whole plan in my head. And then we show up and I was like, I feel like I should do one of hers. I feel like I should.
And I flat out told her, I go, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to do my own.
Yeah.
And that, I would think, was the first thing that set her off.
I know. You're
she
like,
was
you're
like,
not going to copy mine.
I was like, no, okay. I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah. So I definitely copied one of hers. And I don't know if you saw me, but when she said 3, 2, 1, go, I dumped out all my sprinkles because my plan was to do a swirl of one frosting, roll it in the sprinkles, and then do a dollop of another frosting and cover it in sprinkles too. And it was going to be an awesome cupcake, and it looked like a unicorn took a crap on a cupcake because
it was really bad.
Plop.
But again, 15 seconds, we got to scramble.
Yeah, it was so fast.
It was
I don't understand how you got most of the frosting on your hands instead of the cupcake. Like, it was like a child's first birthday, and they just let the child have at the cake.
I had frosting
on your face. But at least
face?
You did it like
on your hand.
How she kind of wanted it done.
Yeah.
Yes.
You took
yes.
the bag. You squeezed it properly.
Yes.
You know
you did.
All that. And Josh did the same thing. Very proper. Very kind. Put his little sprinkles
good. No
on there.
No frosting on his.
It looks great. It looked great. So where it went off the rails, and I think why I don't know if we'll be invited back,
is you.
And why I think Chef Mary will never talk to me again, because I was getting a stink eye from her a little bit. Is one, I started before the timer started, and everybody got in my kitchen about that.
Yeah.
I was starting to peel the wrappers off the cupcakes because I had a plan.
Yeah.
So I was starting, and then I took a bite of one before we started, and they got mad at me for that. I was like, I want a bite of the chocolate. It looks delicious. So then they were like, no, don't eat it. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
So I started early. I took a bite. And then I had three cupcakes in a row, and when the timers went go, I went hit the top with some frost. Just squeezed the hell out of it. It went everywhere. Stacked a cupcake. Hit it again on the other one. Stacked another cupcake.
Yeah.
So I had three cupcakes tall.
Yeah.
Okay? And then I knew going into this yesterday that this is what we were going to be doing. And I was like, how can I make this segment not so boring? So before I left the house Yesterday morning, I went down to my basement to our gift wrapping that we have down in the basement, uh-huh. little boxes of crap, and I grabbed a gigantic bow,
yeah.
and I shoved it in my pocket. So during the segment, with three cupcakes stacked high, with this very prestigious chef on a TV show, I pulled that bow out of my pocket and shoved it into the top of the three-tier cupcakes. And it was a disaster.
It was.
So and you thought, funny. Katie had frosting everywhere.
You.
I had frosting everywhere. And then the shtick was that she had to judge at the end of it the best cupcakes. So yeah. we're all standing there holding our cupcakes, my three-tier with a giant present bow on top of it. And then it falls over.
Yeah. Very
the cement
slowly
didn't hold. It was literally the Leaning Tower of cupcake.
It was like and it, the slowest fall I've ever
oh
seen.
My gosh.
And it just...
So funny.
And it kind of made the event seem not so special. But yet, special.
No, this is how you do it, though, right? Like, that's a memorable segment.
That's
for them.
What I'm saying.
People won't
I'm
forget.
Like, how boring is it?
Memorable.
Okay, let's copy what she did on our cupcakes. No, I don't want to do that. That's not us. That's
no.
not me.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it bombastic and ridiculous.
You showed up and showed out, Jared.
So I did. And then she didn't talk to me for the rest of the time we were there.
She's like, Katie and Josh, I had so much fun with you guys. Thank you for coming.
I mean, it was Jeremy.
She yeah. did. Every time I went to like look at her, she looked down at her phone. Yeah. She was like on her phone. And as I walked a little closer, she'd like walk away. So I don't
oh,
know if I
man.
Pissed off the very sweet Chef Mary, which I hope I didn't because she was
sweet.
Very nice. And we're going to probably bump into her again.
And yeah. honestly, her cupcakes, I ate one afterwards. Fantastic.
They were super
they were
good.
So good. You pissed her off, man.
But
you did.
I did not take the entire segment serious at all.
But that's what you don't want to make mad. The cupcake lady.
I know.
You want her on your side.
She knew you weren't going to win. She was like,
yeah,
I am
right?
not choosing
She's
this
like,
man as the winner.
Well, and then there was the anchor there with us, you know, and this
Claudia.
Wasn't on script at all.
Yeah.
She's like, ah.
What
okay.
is that?
Okay. When's this event again?
But she won.
She did.
Spoiler alert,
of course,
sorry.
She won.
She won.
Chef Mary picked the anchor of the yeah. station.
Thought
I mean, she did have
rigged.
The best cupcake, though. Like ours, Josh's
mine was
the
most
best,
creative.
I
mine
think,
was
out
good.
Of us three. Josh's looked the best.
Mine looked good.
You put the most thought into yours, Jeremy, for sure. And yeah, I think I got more frosting on my hands. Oh, so.
Apologies to Colorado & Company, Channel 9, and Chef Mary.
Thanks for having
We're
us.
So sorry. We love you guys. Thank you.
We will never see you again.
But it was fun.
Way to ruin it for us. Jeez.
I'm dying to see the video of it.
Can't bring you anywhere.
It's going
to
be so good.
They'll send it over to us at some point. I'm dying to see everybody's
right?
face. I want to see her face during when it like fell over.
Yeah.
She's like, you.
I think they got Josh's reaction for that. Which
probably.
Was
I was like, whoa.
Funny.
Oh, no. Anyway, so that segment for Colorado & Company, I believe, is going to be on July 7th.
Is
if
it?
I recall.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, July 7th.
That's what Colleen said.
Perfect.
The 7th is a. Okay.
I think it was the 7th.
The 7th is a Monday.
Yeah, she said it was the 7th.
Perfect. Cool.
There you go.
Wonderful.
We'll let you guys know when it gets closer to the date. You can watch the cupcake
Sweet.
Nonsense. So there you go. That was our little adventure yesterday.
Cupcake wars.
Cupcake
wars. Yes, honestly.
Jeremy is in trouble.